the fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of worship.
إنما سمي رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب.
Verily, the month of Ramadan has been thus named because it scorches away sins.
What does Maah Ramadan mean to us?
This is Dialogue, a program on the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. This is Dialogue. We're talking about the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan, as you all know, is the blessed and honorable month when the doors of the Almighty Allah's mercy are open. It is the blessed month when forgiveness is easy to gain, but only if we take our steps in this direction. The holy month of Ramadan, the great month when the doors of hell are closed, a beautiful, a blessed, an honorable month, a month where we return towards the Almighty Allah. The holy month of Ramadan, a month where we gain our provisions for our journey towards the hereafter. The holy month of Ramadan, where we establish a connection with our loving, nurturing Lord, our Creator and Sustainer, Allah, exalted and glorified is He. The holy month of Ramadan, the greatest of months, the most honorable of months, this month in which we can return towards Allah, this month in which we can reconnect with Allah, this month in which we can gain the provisions for the hereafter, this, the holy month of Ramadan.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله من لم يغفر له في شهر رمضان ففي أي شهر يغفر له.
Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم stated, if a person remains unforgiven in the month of Ramadan, then what other month is there left for him to be forgiven in?
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are blessed to be living and breathing and, inshallah, fasting in this holy month of Ramadan. Now, in this holy month of Ramadan, of course, we all know that we fast from food and water and various other things. But there is one other thing that we should fast from. Now, fasting, in this meaning that I'm trying to talk about, is in reality refraining from doing something. So when we fast from food and drink, we are refraining from food and drink. Well, I want to add one more thing that we should fast from. And perhaps it's not one of those things that will break our fast, but it is definitely one of those things which will make our fasting in this holy month of Ramadan so much more powerful. And that is to fast and refrain from sin. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we do not realize what sinning is. In reality, sinning is the disobedience to the Almighty Allah. And when we realize that we are disobeying the Almighty Allah, sinning becomes much more difficult. And there are so many different types of sins. Sins which we commit when we are heedless, and they're not consistently committed. They happen every now and then. Or they are sins which we have decided upon. We wanted to do something bad, but we didn't act upon it. Or there are sins that have been committed, but then forgiveness and repentance is asked for, and they are forgiven. Or sins that have no punishment promised for them. Or sins that have not had a punishment assigned to them. But despite the different kinds of sins and despite the different types of sins, we need to realize that sin is in reality disobedience to Allah. And no matter how insignificant a sin might seem, it is still disobeying Allah. In this holy month of Ramadan, we should try our best to prevent ourselves from committing sins, especially since this is the month in which the shayateen are chained. This is Dialogue, the holy month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says, Shaitan flows through our blood. In order to stop him, make sure you fast. So whenever you find, not only in Maha Ramadan, in any time where you feel that you are spiritually low, where you feel that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the rest of the year is not there, start fasting. Start fasting and you will see that a connection being established up there. So let us consider, why did Allah ordain fasting for us? Allah has kept us whereby He allows us to eat and drink, and the body demands that on a regular basis. He allows us to eat for 11 months, and on the 9th month of the Islamic year, He all of a sudden says, stop. No eating, no drinking, no smoking, not this, not that. All of these prohibitions between Fajr up to Maghrib. Why? Ya Allah, don't you realize what happens to me when this happens? My blood pressure goes up, right? My heart palpitations go up. If you look at me the wrong way, then I'm ready to eat you alive, right? And so on and so forth. So we go through major withdrawal symptoms. And so it goes to a stage whereby I get upset at the slightest thing. Then why, Allah, have you brought all this onto me? Or in other words, if the food is not ready at Maghrib time and my wife tells me that I will only put the food after you pray Maghrib, after the whole household prays Maghrib, then we will have food, we will break the fast, then there is Qiyamah in the household, right? Don't you know what is going to happening to me? When it is time to pray Fajr or Dhuhr or Asr, and she tells, wakes me up and says, you know, it's time for prayer, it's Ayn al-Waqt, why don't you get up and pray? I tell her, well, there's plenty of time before Qadha. I will pray. What's the problem? Let me sleep right now. Okay? So all these things are happening. What is happening is that my whole system is turning upside down. There is a revolution that is happening within my body and my system is all over the place. So I ask Allah, why Allah are you putting me through all this trouble? Perhaps, this is my thought process only, perhaps Allah with a smile will say, I know, I'm doing it purposely. Because when your life is in a straight line and you are there comfortable in your own ways, you forget about me. When I turn your world upside down, that is when you remember me. And that is when I want you to come back to me, because you are mine. I have created you for me.
يا أول كل شيء وآخرة يا إله.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
كل شيء ومليك يا رب كل شيء وسانع يا خالق كل